Okay, I would like to call the May 26th regular scheduled meeting of the trustees to order. I request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller, present. Okay. Looking for a motion to approve the May 12th, 2026 meeting minutes.
I so move.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made by Dave Bench, seconded by Alex Litton. Roll call, Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Real quick, before we get too far, if anybody needs to use the restroom, the far doors on the hall is unlocked, so you can walk outside and back in if you don't feel like walking through the crowd of people. There's an event going on in the hall. Just FYI.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yep.
Okay. Fiscal officer's report. Joel did not leave a fiscal officer's report for us tonight, so we do not have the fiscal officer's report. Zoning report from the zoning department. The only thing I can say for sure is there has been three phone calls. Simple questions answered, looked up the book. Told them what the book says, and that's it. So that's all we've had in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Nobody's reached out to me about anything.
Nope.
Jim, do you have anything?
Yeah, just to make sure that you have put on the sign that next month's meeting is canceled.
Yep, I got it on my calendar to put it on there.
So that's all that next month's zoning commission meeting has been canceled. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Fire department, chief.
Well, good evening, everyone. Everything's going well. This Sunday we have the chicken barbecue, and please would welcome anyone to come through our drive-thru and help support the fire department. The next thing I have for you trustees is the promotion of the officers of the department as the succession plan. But you'll see there's a note there, it won't start quarterly pay until July because it was going to mess things up. So.
Okay. So chief, we are going to have to make a motion on this.
Okay.
And the only reason we got to make the motion for these is because there is a pay increase for them.
Yes.
So if one of you gentlemen have a chance to review them.
Yep.
Anything on there, Dave? You don't see anything, right?
No, I went to the fire banquet and this was mentioned there, and
okay.
Most of them I know, so.
All right. So I'll move for the following promotions on the fire department, and I'm going to do them all, read them all, chief. It will also reflect the pay raise will be effective for the third quarter of pay starting July 1 of 2026. So firefighter Paul Mullen has been promoted to the captain fire marshal inspector. Firefighter Craig Duncan to lieutenant fire instructor. Firefighter William Gallagher to lieutenant of communications. Firefighter Lucas Work to lieutenant of EMS. Firefighter Ken Adams to lieutenant of special operations. Engineer Josh Swanson to lieutenant
engineer.
And then firefighter Zach Vargo to lieutenant engineer. That's my motion.
I can second.
Okay. Did you have any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, all right, roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes, motion carries.
Thank you very much. I contacted Techniques on the roof repair, so they've been, they will contact me and let me know when we're put on the schedule. That's what you had approved in the previous trustees meeting, so we'll be getting that done. We should be receiving the check any day now from City of Toledo for the LifeSquad, so that'll be coming in. Other than that, it's fortunately, knock on wood, it's been a little bit light. The holiday was kind of quiet for us, just a couple little runs here and there, and which is a good thing, but if we could stay out of your yard, we'd be all right. No, I'm just joking. All is good. Everything's good with the fire department. Training is continuing ongoing. There is an event at Wyoming Bay State Park this Saturday, and it's an event that ODNR and Toledo Fire has been supporting for years. It's called, I think it's called the Joshua Project. It's promoting kayaking, swimming, wearing PFDs and stuff like that. So that'll be going on in the Inland Lake on Saturday. And again, I'll just mention one more time, the chicken barbecue is Sunday, it's drive-through only, and everything's coming together for that. So we thank the community for the support that we get every year for that. We did announce what a lot of the funding goes for and the various charities that we return back, the monies that we receive that do go right back into either charities or to help out the fire department. For instance, you know, we're spending about $6,000 on some dry suits for the divers. So, but that's just a version of it. Other than that, that's all I have, trustees. Any questions?
Hey, Tony, why don't you press the point that they better get their tickets? Don't think they're going to come here and get their chicken.
Yeah, I mean, the pre-sale tickets are at Jackson and Bench Farms at the greenhouse. So, try and get them. I've got a few here tonight that we'll do after the meeting and not during the meeting. But I do have some here that I can do some pre-sales with you, too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else for Chief?
Nope.
All right. Kevin, you're up. I seen you sneak in there.
Yeah, where? How did he get in here? I didn't even see him.
I didn't see him coming either.
Snuck in. I oiled up my cane. there ain't too much. Trees are down at the cemetery. We did have problems with the flagpole, so I think we lowered. Fixed it this morning. It's fine.
Well, great. Make me look like an idiot. You know, you tell me
I wasn't
going
to say, I just stuck the handle in it and wound it down.
I was on the phone with him trying to find out what I got to do. But,
no, it was tangled up inside the flagpole, so we got loose and everybody.
That's a good part.
A lot better than ours.
Doing pretty good on the mowing. We got to start, hopefully yet this week, get back out on the roads and start mowing again. And other than that, nothing that I can think of. Unless you guys got something. Oh, the guy did meet up with me about what David had set up about Cameron, those sewers down in the Bunning Donovan area. And they said they would be out this week. I have not heard back yet on that. And there's been no action on the pumps. The pumps are still where they were at 2 months ago.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for Kevin?
Nope.
All right. Well, Kevin, you took three of the old business topics right off of our list here. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you for getting them trees down at the cemetery. And I figured the chief had told you about the flagpole, so that's taken care of. Number four, the Diamond Road subdivision, being camera, that was on there. Number three, I do just want to say how excited and happy I was with the turnout that showed up on Memorial Day at the cemetery for the services. It was, I've probably been doing that, I've probably missed two or three of them in 25 years, and that was by far the largest one I've ever seen there, ever. So I was very happy to see the residents come out and really showed. It was, I don't even know how many people were there. I mean, I don't.
It's a huge turnout.
There was well over 100.
I mean, that was, yeah. I mean,
I was trying to count, but
usually there's 10. So I mean, we go from 10 to 100. It was impressive. So very, very happy about that.
Next year, I'd like to get some chairs over there. If we could arrange getting some chairs from here.
Yep.
For the day,
it'd be nice.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. We could probably do that. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. Older people, yeah. Yeah.
Weather was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You awesome. Couldn't ask for a better day. Yep. So. All right.
That four, I brought that up. Kevin yeah. and I were talking about it. And they're actually going to, what is that, flush them before they camera them so they're nice and clean. And I was really surprised they're going to do that. So
yeah.
We really got them to do something there.
Good. Was there any other old business? I know five got cut off there, but I don't think there was anything else. I don't know if anybody had anything added at the last minute or not.
Nope.
Okay, moving on to new business. Update of the credit card user policy. So since we no longer have Rob and Jacob, I just want to make sure that Joel gets that updated. That because they were added to the credit card policy, so I want to make sure that they get removed. From that, choose the summer meeting schedule. So we're coming into the summer, busy time for everybody.
Yep.
This is usually the last couple years we've dropped down to one meeting a month, and if we need to have an emergency meeting or something to get something accomplished, a time sensitive thing, we do it, no problems.
Is that July and August?
We usually do June, July, and August. It was usually yeah. 3 months.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. So since we're having a meeting now, end of May, I think the appropriate thing would be the end of June for the regular one.
So that'd be June 23rd.
Yeah.
So then we'd be canceling the June 9th, July 14th, and August 11th meetings.
Do you have the dates for the July meeting? That would be July
14th.
It would be the 28th that we'd have it, though, oh, right?
So July 28th would be the meeting we would have, and okay. then August 25th.
Okay. All right. Number three, Dave, the district integrating committee.
Yeah, it was a pretty simple meeting. We approved the minutes, and we had the introduction of new alternates, project approval updates, methodology updates, application updates, and approval of the multi-year projects. It didn't amount to too much, but I got to see both the engineers. That's where I got to talk about the cammering of the Donovan area there for the sewers there, because we all know they're bad. That's where we talked about we'll skip on to four for the new business, and that was the H2O Wolf Creek and Frutiger Ditch. They're gonna have some H2O money next year yet, so I signed up two more ditches to have done. We have three of them in line now, and if we can get one or two more, that's fantastic. And I guess I can go on to five. Five, while I was there at that meeting, we were talking about crossover bridges and that, where there's bad bridges and the pipes are all bent and everything. And they just come up with aluminum pipe. So I got an outfit. They're up in Michigan and they're down in Cincinnati that sells it. And I was just going to price it and see what it's going to cost. It's got to be like gold, but.
For the cross, like driveways?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay.
You can't use
different.
Steel,
yeah.
And concrete's too much money, you know. So I'll see what it costs.
Wow. I bet that's new. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get up to like 90 inches like we need, You're talking some bucks, I bet, but.
Wow.
Concrete's expensive too, so. We'll see.
All right. All right, number six. So this was a topic that's been kind of talked about a little bit with all the data centers, so. One of the things that was a recommendation was that we put a moratorium on, a one-year moratorium on data centers to allow the research from the plan commission and how they're, the language and verbiage that they're seeing out there. I know right now they're working with, I think, Waterville, and Waterville is, the language, I guess, is just absolutely crazy. Like, they're really struggling to, instead of just saying a hard yes or a hard no, they're trying to put this language in there, and it's being very, very difficult. So the Plan Commission said if we're not in favor of it, which, as me as a single trustee, I say I'm definitely not in favor of data centers, but to put a one-year moratorium on them, which would stop them even being able to even look in here. So any discussion on that on your guys' end?
I don't think it'll hurt. I mean, you know, big deal. We don't have to approve it anyhow, but
right,
whatever.
But there's loopholes that they can get through, and they can't get through a moratorium. If we put a hold on it, it's a 1 year, and it was a recommendation from the Plan Commission on it, so.
It can't hurt.
Yeah.
Can't hurt. So. Someday, they're just gonna come in and tell us they're gonna do it, though. I've heard that, you
yeah.
know.
So.
I don't have enough information to make a decision on it, but if you guys wanna go ahead and go forward with that, I'll just abstain, and that's fine.
Okay.
I'm not gonna get in your way.
Well, I would like to move to put a one-year moratorium on data centers in Jerusalem Township until further information comes down from the county. That would be my motion.
They ought to have it by in the year, so yeah. I'll second it.
Okay, Dave seconded. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Abstain.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. All right. Number seven is zoning inspector resignation letter.
I just happened to catch him here that day when they were ready to leave, and he had this here, and he asked me if I'd read it, so here we go. To the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees, when the township reached out to me in the summer of 2025 needing zoning expertise, I was glad to step in and assist the township, as I have numerous times in other areas over the past 25 years. I have always strived to learn as much as I can over time. This has allowed me to educate thousands of local government officials statewide over the years, speaking at conferences. I looked at Jerusalem Township as a challenge, and I was committed to try to help the township function in an efficient legal manner. We have had much success. We're working with property owners, along with having several buildings removed and properties cleaned up, and I have received much positive feedback from residents and business owners. I understand zoning can be a thankless job, but I have always enjoyed seeing good results and receiving positive feedback. Nothing happens quickly, but through time, good zoning practices can really make a positive impact on the entire township. By looking through the records, this is something that Jerusalem Township has never experienced. Though through much feedback I have personally received from residents, zoning has been used as a hammer. Favoritism has been used, and I have uncovered many instances of total illegal enforcement in the past. Over the past couple of months, it has become clear to me that several individuals in Jerusalem Township would rather do things their way and not according to the law or accepted zoning practices. The Zoning Commission has been operating outside of their legal authority for some time now, and when I try to kindly direct them in the correct way of doing things, my advice has been dismissed. Not just that, but I have evidence that at least two members, Jim Boosby and Scott Henninger, along with trustee Bo Miller, have been actively working behind the scenes to interfere with the activities of the zoning inspector and zoning office, which is disrupting the progress we are trying to make. Everything that the zoning department has done recently has been scrutinized and questioned, even on matters where we are simply trying to help residents. I will not continue to tolerate this kind of subversion. It is very difficult to help the township when every effort is overanalyzed, questioned, and picked apart. I've never seen anything close to this in 25 years in local government. It's clear to me that Jerusalem Township doesn't want to change, doesn't want to do things legally, and the residents will ultimately suffer. Rob Gerhardt is a great asset to Jerusalem Township and has been extremely helpful with many things, including the history of parcels, explaining where things are in the office, assisting on inspections for safety purposes, and numerous other items. This assistant has saved significant taxpayer money and has allowed the department to get up to speed quickly and move more efficiently. By interfering with his role and eliminating his position, this was trying to fix a problem that never existed. I'm especially disappointed with Bo Miller and his short-sightedness with this entire matter. Of the three trustees, he has the least knowledge of the weekly activities of the department, and yet has the strongest opinion on how the office should be run. At least the other two trustees were in the office regularly and saw the challenges and issues the zoning department dealt with on a weekly basis. This will end up costing Jerusalem Township and its residents much more money in the long run. It will be extremely difficult to get anyone remotely qualified in this work environment. And instead of supporting the staff, the Board of Trustees continue to cater to the handful of disruptive citizens who simply want to question and impede progress and insult the township and its employees. The Board of Trustees continues to allow this to occur at virtually every meeting. As long as this continues and happens, progress will never be made, and no one in the future will want to step in such a situation. Worse yet, at the May 12th trustees meeting, it appeared that the trustees were again catering to the disruptive resident in personnel matters. As you get rid of half of the problem tonight, referring to Rob Gerhardt, and you get rid of the other half, referring to the zoning inspector, you can start over. The zoning inspector has caused more problems, told more lies, misled people, caused trouble since he has been here, so he needs to go. It would be to the best thing that has ever happened here. I will not allow my good reputation that I have built throughout the state during the past 25 years, in which I take great pride in, to be slandered in such a way at the public meeting. And disappointingly, the trustee spoke up. Not one trustee spoke up on my behalf. With that said, it's hard to help a township that doesn't want or appreciate the help. I have been unfairly put in a lose situation. I am resigning as zoning inspector effective immediately. I wish that the best for Jerusalem Township and its residents. Sincerely, Jacob Barnes.
Perfect. Okay. So we have Jacob's resignation letter. Are you done with that, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Which moves me on to number 8, Lucas County Prosecutor. So I had reached out to Lucas County prosecutors regarding the situation, the issues that we had with our zoning inspector, and they are taking the information and the documents that we recovered after they resigned. They somehow forgot to empty their trash on their emails. So it is getting turned over to the criminal investigators of Lucas County to file potential charges against both of them. So that's where we're at with that. So we've uncovered a lot of information that is being turned over to the prosecutor at this time. So if the prosecutors choose to proceed with criminal charges, I will support them 110% with anything that they need. So
I don't really have much commentary, but it is what it is.
Okay. Any other new business?
I do have one other item that we need to discuss. Obviously, we're looking to hire another zoning inspector. One of the items we need to discuss is the pay rate. So I have a copy of the pay rate, not from our previous zoning inspector, but the one before that, from this time period here, 2024 through early 25.
Wendy, yeah.
Correct, yeah. So I kind of need to know a pay range when I'm advertising to figure out, you know, roughly what we're going to pay. It doesn't have to be the exact amount.
You just need a range.
I need a range.
What did we have Wendy at?
I believe that was $931.41 per month. It should be everything. I got this from Joel. All
right. Oh yeah, there's a nap.
Oh, it's so gross.
I don't know. I mean, we had the guru of zoning inspectors doing it for, what, 1600? And he supposedly had all the knowledge in the world. I don't know, you like between 1,000 and 1,200? 1,000 and 1,300? I mean,
1,000 to 1,200 seems
Dave,
fine.
Where, Dave, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you're going to pay at least 1,000, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So. And then depending on experience, I mean,
experience,
if, absolutely, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but that's something to start with, I guess.
Yeah. I just need a range for when I'm advertising. People obviously reach out and ask.
I don't know if you should put that in the paper. Usually, you don't see the pay rate in the paper.
We're going to advertise on Indeed too, and it asks for a pay range.
Oh, it does.
It forces you to have it. Yeah, it doesn't ask for a specific amount. It just needs a range. It's been advertised in the paper too. I've sent many emails around trying to find somebody. So we're working on it.
The last thing with the other thing I forgot to put on here, along with the removal from the credit card users, we've locked out the emails, zoning email, the Rob email, and the info at Jerusalem Township was already being forwarded to my email, so them emails have been being monitored. So we've got them emails locked out.
Yeah.
So they can't, because with Gmail, you can access them from anywhere.
Dave, so there's a copy of the login information in the safe, just an FYI, if you need it for anything.
So, yep, them are all locked out. Any other new business?
I think that's it at the moment.
Speak up. One second. We'll get
we got a couple other
one
items
second.
To go over.
Upcoming events, the Township Virtual Caucus, May 28th. Is that Thursday or? Yeah, Thursday.
You guys yeah. going to that?
I don't think I'll be able on that one.
I would imagine you probably don't want to go to it.
It's a virtual caucus.
It's a virtual one.
Yeah, hosted by Jacob. Just an FYI.
Oh, maybe. Can I leave little emojis on the screen?
Just thought I'd warn you.
The Lake Erie West Regional Council Summer Assembly, July 20th, right, Dave?
Yeah.
That was on your thing there.
It's down in Catawba.
Ooh.
They're
fancy down there.
Must be trying to up it. It's usually a Penta, you know.
Yeah. All right. So
one other item, real quick.
Yep.
We have a community-wide garage sale coming up. It is the June 4th through June 7th. There's going to be a list of participants posted the week of, so if you want to host a garage sale, reach out to me. We'll put your address on the list. We're going to post that list the week of the garage sale. So next week it'll be posted, just an FYI. Love to have participants. If you've already emailed me or contacted me about it, you're going to be on the list. You're good to go. That's all I got.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now we have time for public participation. We try to keep this limited to 5 minutes a person. What we need is we need you to, raise your hand, we'll call on you. We need you to state your name and your address. It's for the recording, so when they're doing the minutes, they know who it is. And that it's put in the public record correctly. So I will open the floor up for public participation at this time and start choosing on people as needed. So, yes, ma'am.
I'm Lydia Mendoza. I live in Bono. It's 1040 Main Street. And I don't want to repeat what we already said, but Alex, I think Mrs. Gray sent you or talked to you about the situation happening in Bono.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, and I don't want to repeat everything because I only got 5 minutes. So anyways, we're tired of it, and we were just wondering what can the trustees do to help us out?
Can you repeat just a little bit of it for these guys so everybody's all on the same page and the general public as well?
Yeah. I thought you were going to.
No, okay. Go ahead.
Well, this is per the community of Bono for the one that happened to. We're getting tired of these young, they're young kids, and they're not knocking, they're kicking our doors in. They're literally breaking our screen doors, our doors, and it's getting pretty expensive. I mean, wow. I wouldn't mind if they were $100, but you're talking about $1,400 on up for a door, you know, and it's getting ridiculous. And I've seen three of them do it, and then I seen two more coming back and hit my door. And I know these people here have been hit. I know my neighbors all been hit, and they're getting tired of it too. This is why a lot of them couldn't make it. You know, I'm glad they didn't, because there would be no sleeping for them. But anyways, I would like to know, what can the trustee do for the community, for Bono community? I mean, I don't want to kill nobody, and I don't want nobody to really, we just want it to stop. We don't want bloodshed, but it needs to stop, because I was on the phone at 2:30 in the morning talking to my neighbor, Linda Gray, because they ran in her yard, and I was talking to her, and bam, it sounded like a gunshot. I mean, she thought they shot me, and she started screaming and yelling, and I was like, wait a minute. And I had just called the sheriff earlier because they hit my neighbor's house and my brother's house door, and I seen them hit the houses. I seen who they, but I couldn't tell you the two of them because they had the hoodies on, covered. But there was one girl, it was so funny because I got in my car. I'm not going to chase a 14-year-old. So I got in my car and I went to go see, make sure they didn't break in the house. So when I went, they were going back for more, I guess. And then they were right in the middle of the street. And good thing I jammed on my brakes because I could have ran all three of them over. But that one girl, she just stood there like this, and I got a good look at her and everything. And then I saw, even before that, I saw the two other boys that were doing it. And then I called the sheriff, because I said, you know what, it's enough. So I called the sheriff. The sheriff says, there's really nothing we can do about it. You have to call child services. So I said, all right. So then all of a sudden, he went to the individual's house, and I guess his grandpa threw the sheriff, told him to get the hell out of the house. And the way the sheriff said it, that he was really rude, and told him, yeah, he didn't know where the boy was at or anything. So he come back, and this was already after 3:00 in the morning. Well, when I went and talked to the police, the sheriff came to my house, and he said, well, there's nothing I can do about it, and I'm not going to arrest a handicapped guy. And I said, okay, you know, so, but you know, how can I protect myself? Because they're damaging my car. He goes, well, you do what you got to do. And I said, all right. So then that happened, and I'm on the phone talking, because Linda wants to know what was going on. You know what the sheriff said, and I was telling him, and that's when the two boys came back and hit my door, and I saw them. I know who they are, you know. And I'm like, says, I don't want to shoot nobody, and I don't want to run nobody over, and I don't want to shed no blood. We just want it to stop. Just like that young juvenile got crazy on her property. I mean, you recall that. And all these people were hit. A lot of other people were hit. You know, were damaged to their doors. And we're tired of it, and we don't, and we keep telling, I keep telling these kids, stop, stop, it's gonna cost your parents. And I said, it's gonna cost your parents a lot of money, why do you wanna do that, stop? And I helped them, I helped Linda's grandson out, you know, but then I helped the other, his name is Justin Brown. I helped him out, he's a juvenile, I don't know if I can say his name or not, but he is a good boy. But when he's got somebody on him, you know, and I would help him out. He used to tell me all kinds of lies. He's a constant liar. He talked bad about his sister, he talked bad about his grandpa, his grandma, and he could say that to you, but he's just nonstop, and that's why I stopped inviting him to my house, because it's not, what he was saying was not true. I know for a fact it was not true. So I told him, you gotta stop lying. You know, he said, well, she don't feed me, she don't do that, they don't pay attention to us. And I was like, that's not true. Because I talked to her, and I talked to his sister. And I don't know him very well, I don't go to their house, they don't come to my, but Justin was, because I was paying Justin money to help me, you know, clean, do work, you know, because he wanted money. He always wanted money, it was $5, that, $5, that, that. And I would give, and Mrs. Goodrich would do the same thing. You know, we quit because he wouldn't stop lying. He says, if you don't stop lying, we're not gonna do that. I said, if your grandma's that bad, why don't you tell her? I go, tell her I wanna go talk to her. Oh no, she's not home. She's not home, you can't talk to her. She's not home. And she went down to listen to you anyways. So, you know, and after that, I said, you know, Justin, I believe you're lying all the time. So I said, no more, we're done. So don't come to my house, there's no more money for you, no more food for you. And she did the same thing, but I didn't know that she was doing that to her too. Until we got together and saw this start happening. But anyways, what can you do for us? I mean, how can you help us out? I mean, we already called the sheriff, nothing was done. Now I don't really want to call child services because I know they'll see. And people got cameras. A whole bunch of people went and got cameras. Now that's the first thing that people said. Where's your cameras? Well, I don't want to see that kid taken away from the home. You know, because where's he gonna go? Uh-huh. I mean, and that's why I didn't do it. I didn't produce the pictures because I know they'll take that kid out of that home. And I don't want that because I feel that people in Bono are doing the best they can, you know? And that's why I didn't do that. But now if it keeps it up, it's gonna happen.
You might have to.
Yeah.
You might have to.
But I don't because, you know, everybody here get along. We all get along, you know. And but the thing is, these kids have got to stop, and I don't know what I got to do. At first, I was helping them. I was giving them money, giving them little work. I talked to them, and I told them, you know, hey, appreciate your grandparents because if it wasn't for them, you'd be out. God knows where you'd be. And he's like, no, they don't like them. They're abused. Oh, they don't feed me. And I was like, so after that, I was like, you know, I get it. He's nothing but a liar.
So I've looked into it a little bit of what options our township has on the table, and we have relatively limited options because we're considered a statutory township and not a home rule township. We also don't have a township police department. We rely on the Lucas County Sheriff. The only real option we have on the table is what's considered enacting a curfew for minors. There's a couple different issues with that, and it's not necessarily effective. One of the obvious issues is we don't have a police department of our own to be able to enforce that curfew. In addition to that, it would create the perception that the township is responsible for enforcing it when we don't have a police department and can't afford a police department. Also, we don't need a curfew anyways to be able to, for the Lucas County Sheriff to be able to rectify this type of issue. They do have the ability to charge what's called I believe the term is unruly child, and there's a couple other different types of charges, and those are already covered whether or not we have a curfew. It's sort of the same thing. It puts us in a hard spot because we have really limited options. I always recommend to everyone, make sure you have cameras, good quality cameras, because the police need evidence to do something about unruly kids or behavior like that. They have to have solid evidence to go on other than...
Can I tell you?
Go ahead.
They, a lot of them have cameras, but they covered themselves up. They got hoodies up.
Yep. Hoodies and masks.
Yeah, masks. Yeah. Now, they did at her house. They did, and my neighbor, I got young neighbors. They just bought the house about 2 years ago. And they're like, we're not calling the cops. We're going to take care of business ourselves. And I'm like, I don't want to see this kid hurt. I talked to the kid, I mean, he's not, but he's not the only one, you know what I mean? There's, altogether, there's probably five or six of them, that's it, or five of them for sure.
That's a lot.
That's it, you know, it's not like the whole neighborhood.
Go ahead, state your name, please.
My name's Deb Coleman, I live at 11526 First Street. Okay.
Real quick, how do you spell your last name?
K-O-M-O-N.
Go ahead.
Number one, we need police. I don't care, you know, Lucas County Sheriff, whatever. At least, we don't even see them for months on end, nothing. And then you go and put that park in there, and that brings other people into our communities? And you can't even do anything for us? We're paying taxes for this.
We had a discussion at the last meeting, we actually had Sheriff Navarre on the phone with us. And I know personally, and again, it may be, nighttime may not be as much, but and I think Dave, you can confirm this too a little bit. We are starting to see the sheriff out here more. Now, they're not out here like they were back 5 years ago, like you want them. But we are starting to see them back out here a little bit more because of the way he's staffing his department. So I have a couple questions, and this will help me go forward. So number one, I agree that I do not want to see the town of Bono on a Dateline special that some teenager got shot and killed because they were knocking on doors at night. It's the last thing, kicking, vandalizing. I mean, that's the last thing I want to see is a kid get killed down there. Is this happening, how frequently is this happening, might I ask? Is this happening in the weekends, is this happening?
It started in March.
It started back in March.
Started in March.
So how many more months do we got to tolerate this?
And then they would hit couple, just one or two houses, and then it would stop. And then they, but it's always after 12 o'clock. You know, 12 o'clock.
Weekly this is happening?
Weekends, weekdays, don't matter.
I mean, every week, basically, it's happening at some point?
It was happening like once a week. Some people get.
It progressed.
So is it on weekends, during the week?
During the week.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, whenever they feel like it.
Bo, they're going to really have to turn these kids in, there's nothing else we can do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why can't you handle it like a gang? Because it is a group of kids.
It's all this.
Why can't it be handled as a gang activity?
Well, we're going to need, I'll tell you what you're going to need, and this is what we're going to need for the sheriff. Is you're going to need, they're either going to need to be caught red-handed by the sheriff, or as much video proof if you can identify them, and identify them doing the vandalism. But that's going to have to be, I mean, I understand what you're saying about, you know, not wanting to take them and stuff, but there comes a point where it.
And the sheriff came to my house twice.
Yeah.
He came to my house.
So I.
Because you've got individuals that are standing out in the street and keeping an eye out for the individuals that's doing the vandalism.
Right, and that's not right, I mean, you shouldn't have to do that.
No, I agree.
And those guys are in hoodies and masks.
Right, so even if we take pictures, we'll take, the sheriff said, I told him, I said, they were great. He says, do you know their faces? I go, like, they're going to come and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm going to knock your door down.
Right.
I was like, come on, then he goes, well, I can't do nothing. And then the thing is, what really hurt that, he was a nice sheriff, he was there for quite a while, and he, and then my neighbor, the couple that lived in, Natalie, she says, you're quiet, you can hear them over there by the back of the church, and they're laughing at you. And he goes, no, then we all got quiet, and we all weren't there, but you could hear them laughing, they were giggling, laughing, you know, because that their grandpa threw that chair, and they were laughing. And I was like, and that sheriff heard it.
Do you happen to recall what sheriff responded, or if there was a couple different ones?
Hurt.
Gotcha.
And so I said, enough's enough, you know. And I don't want, and see, that's what scares me, is because the younger people, the younger residents, they're not calling, they said, we're not going to call cops, we're just going to shoot them. And I was like, you can't do that, you can't do that, kids.
And Vale, you guys had a pretty interesting event over at your house, correct?
The sheriff put the ur on.
Hers was the accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been speeding up and down the roads,
and supposedly the kid said an animal ran out in front of him, but he was going way too fast and lost control of his vehicle, went through our front yard, ended up hitting a vehicle. If it wasn't for the fact that he hit the vehicle, he would have hit a oak tree, which wouldn't have moved for him. And they did quite a bit of damage with the vehicle and the boat. And a garden.
Yeah, that goes on all the time too, every weekend. That's almost every single weekend.
The same kids?
Tearing up and down the road.
This one was a different one.
Oh, different.
Yeah, he hangs out with them though.
There's one that constantly goes up Grant Street, then he'll go down the back street, and then he flies back up again, or he'll fly down Veeler to Elliston, and then he turns around and flies back, and then turns down Main Street, and he's like up and down. And it's usually around dusk time when he does it, when he thinks nobody's watching.
Grant Street has nothing but black marks all over the street.
Yeah, and I even had him
burning their
stop
tires
in front of my house. Like, he's waiting for me to see something.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know, do what you're going to do, because...
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I mean, I feel for the parents, and I feel for her, but she's got, you know, he's a teenager. I feel, and I know, I talked to her before at the casting, and so I look at, he lies about her.
Then why did you not, you or Linda, have me on Facebook? Why did you not come to me and say he's saying these
because
things?
Because her husband told us to stay away from your yard.
When
he went over there, he
all right, so we have to break this up. One person at a time, we just need a name on the record.
We start knocking people's doors down.
Vicki Rumstadt, R-O-M-S-T-A-D-T, 917 Bayfield Street. First of all, and I'm trying not to get my feelings into this, My grandson had been, and he hasn't been over to apologize to you yet, because he did knock on your door. His friend Andy, which is not allowed out in Bono, is the one that kicked in Mr. Yoster's door.
Right.
That is the only two that they did that night.
They did not. They kicked.
Andy kicked the Yosters.
He kicked my house.
Let her go ahead and let her speak.
Well, I want her to tell the truth.
Well, let her speak her.
Okay.
Her.
I was not there, but there was two other girls there that were walking away. The police did come to my house. It was Officer Kurth and Deputy Kurth, Deputy Nonan, I believe, and there was a sergeant sitting in the car. When he came to my house, I was not home. I was at work. But when he came to my house, there was lights going in and out of our window, and my husband and my granddaughter thought it was the boys playing just games. And they heard a knock, they heard another knock. The officer kicked in our door without probable cause or a warrant from the judge. And then he said, "Sheriff." And then my husband, and he's in a wheelchair, he cannot walk. He went, finally was in his chair and went to the door and told him, "Do you have a warrant?" He said, "No, you need to get out of my house." So they walked down. My husband tried as an adult to talk to him. "What is going on? Let's fix this. If it's my grandson, he is in deep shit." And this officer was belligerent with him. But first he asked to talk to Nevaeh, Justin, and Ramiro. First of all, Justin was supposed to be in the garage with his friend Andy. Nevaeh was in the house for hours. Ramiro hasn't been to my house in months. So whoever he talked to, those are the three names that they gave to him. And so he talked to him, and then he goes, my grandson's supposed to be in the garage, and he pounded on the garage, and there was no answer. And so he said he would deal with it, and then the officer turned off the flashlight, leaned over and said, "Do something about it," and threatened to arrest my husband. "Why are you antagonizing my husband into a fight?" And then he made fun of him for being in a wheelchair and not being able to walk. Yes, there is an investigation going on because his cameras were on. Then the next day, my husband tried to reach out to your, Louis, your brother.
My brother, yes.
Your brother, through email, what's going on? I've known you forever. You know, we both grew up out here or something. Let's talk about this. He didn't get any response back. So then what happened was Isaiah, the one that had the car accident, and Justin walked down because Isaiah wanted to show him what had happened or where it happened or something. And they walked by Louie's house. Louie instantly comes out, tells my grandson, I should beat your ass, and you're lucky I don't shoot you. So he comes home, tells us that he is Isaiah as a witness, and we're like, this is going too far. It doesn't need to go this far. So we hopped in my car and went down to talk to Mr. Mendoza, Louie, her brother, and Justin hopped down. He goes, my grandfather wants to talk to you, but he can't walk, so he can't get out of the car. So they start talking. I'm driving. They start crossing me, and then Louie finally went over because nothing was getting resolved. It was getting heated, and we did not go down there to start a fight. We went down there to talk as adults.
Why did your husband have a gun on him?
He always carries. He has a CCW. Yeah,
semi-automatic? Okay.
It's a handgun.
Let her finish. Okay. Please let her finish. That way we can get through everybody. We have several more people to get through.
He had a handgun, he has a CCW, and so do I. We are allowed to carry. And while we were sitting there, he threatened. And my husband asked me, he goes, did you threaten to shoot my grandson? He goes, yes, and I'll shoot you. He goes, do something about it. Knowing my husband can't walk. And then as I'm like, this is it. This ain't getting nowhere. I drive off, and as Mr. Mendoza walks around, he goes, well, at least I can walk. So really, you want to antagonize him and make fun of him because he cannot walk?
Okay.
So let me make it clear, I did not say Alex did anything. I said there was a picture of March 10th, and I don't know if it was last year or this year, that looked like Alex with somebody else that somebody's camera caught when this was going on back in March.
But I've seen with my own eyes, I've seen Alex, I mean not Alex.
But you called the police.
And then you're wrong, you're lying again because Romero was there.
Romero was not there.
Vicki, hold on, ladies. Okay, we're getting into it. This is becoming more of an argument. So what we will do is I will call Sheriff Navarre tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I will talk to him about upping the patrols, especially at night, late at night in the town of Bono. I cannot make any guarantees because all I can do is ask him. Right. And I will explain to him that, listen, I do not want to see Bono on Dateline, and we need to have sheriffs out there. And ma'am, regarding the investigations with the sheriffs, we're out of that. That's not
no,
us.
No, I understand. I was just making a point.
I get that.
When they came to our house, and he asked for he kicked the door in, but then he asked for three kids that were not there. Oh, me and Justin, after the first incident with Louie, me and Justin went back down there, and it's like, okay, let things calm. I like, can we talk? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, I don't want any retaliation. He goes, well, there might be.
Okay.
Okay, let
people are tired.
And I said, what can we do? He goes, well, Justin needs to make a report to the sheriff on who he was with. I said, done. And I did that day. As soon as I went home, there was a report made on who he was with. He admitted, and this is in the report, Justin admitted to knocking on our door and his idiot friend kicking Mr. Yosters in.
Okay.
So and that isn't, he said, but they did not do anything else. They were with Genesis and Danica from their house to our garage throughout the night, except for when he snuck out, and because from what he had told me, she pulled, and I'm not sure if he was with somebody. Apparently after this happened the first time the cops were called, she went driving around and this is what I'm being told, that she said, if you do it again or something to that effect, I will have my brother shoot you.
Okay, so that's what we're trying to avoid. So,
exactly.
As the resident, for the residents of Bono, I would strongly recommend any video that you guys can get. Hopefully you guys can, if you could put a face with it. I will reach out to Sheriff DeVar tomorrow morning and ask him to step up patrols in Bono. As far as Jerusalem Township goes, that is about as far as we can go. We can beg him, we can ask him to patrol more, especially in that area, and in the evening, the late nights, in that aspect. But when it comes to what we can do for you as residents of the, you know, as the government, there's very little. And I hate to burst bubbles, and you know, you want answers, and you want us to, you know, want it to be fixed, and there's certain things we can do, certain things we can't do. So we're gonna do what we can. We will talk to the sheriff.
I talked to the deputy. He told me he said that his boss Navarre said that he was, as long as he had full proof, he would send a sheriff out.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
I was told so.
So that's where we're supposed to be getting more of sheriff. And like I said, I have witnessed it. I guess most of, you know, I'm not up at 2 o'clock in the morning, so it's more,
well,
you know,
they are.
Yeah, so that's when I see them. But
how about the state? Can we go to the state?
No,
I don't think the state's gonna do anything. I mean,
they're the state police.
I don't think they're gonna do anything. You could try. I do know that Sheriff Navarre relies heavily on Oregon police and the park rangers, so the park rangers, which I think the watercraft and all of them are together now, aren't they?
Yep.
So the state watercraft officer, park rangers, now they have full jurisdiction, can act as a cop or police in the township, in the county. He will get Oregon when he calls for them. So if there's an incident happening like right now and he can't get a sheriff here, he will dispatch Oregon police out here. And then obviously the sheriff themselves out here. So
maybe we can ask the sheriff if he can make a recommendation to us as a township government, if there's anything we can do,
because
that
all,
he would know.
It all starts after 12. That's the problem. It all starts
right
after
12. And again, we don't want vandalism in, you know, in Bono.
Well, vandalism shouldn't be taking place.
Right.
And we should not have to sleep with a pistol under our pillow.
Yes, you should
and
not.
That shouldn't be happening.
No.
You know.
Not.
No.
not in this day and age. I mean, you know, it's
just make sure you save your camera footage if you have.
Yes.
Them. Make sure you have high quality cameras. Even if you don't get a face, make sure you save. You know, directionality could matter, because sometimes
now we have to pitch in for. We got to buy the doors. Now we got to buy cameras too.
It's
insane.
Well, yeah. My grandson is not the only teenager that comes into Bono. There are teenagers that come from Toledo and Reno that come in here. They seen two other kids in hoodies walking around that night. But Justin is getting blamed for everything. And it's not just, no, I admitted to two of them.
We knew who Justin did. He did my house, and then the other three you talked about did lose.
Yeah, Bo, when you talk to him, make sure you stress the point on guns.
Yes.
There's guns. Something's going to happen.
Something's definitely going to happen.
It's
so
getting
ugly.
It
is. This is, honestly, like, Bono has, over the years, has grown to a very quiet community.
It is.
When I was a kid, you know, it was a little rougher back then, you know, and as the community got older, it got quieter, and it became a very, very nice little town.
The thing is, the people still had respect for everybody's properties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had your issues.
Yeah.
I would not deny that by no means.
Yeah.
But they had respect for other people's property.
Yep.
You didn't have the vandalism.
Right.
Right.
And that needs to stop.
Okay. So that's what we'll do. That's, I can, maybe once I talk to him, I'll talk to the sheriff maybe this week. I'll stop down to your house, a couple of you guys, and let you kind of fill you in what he said, what kind of response. That way you got to wait till the end of our next meeting, not till the end of June. So that way you don't have to wait for a response. I know Pam has called me a few times from the bar about some concerns. So we've
there'd be a lot more people here, but
I understand. So with that, I guess, I mean, that's about the best we can offer you tonight. You know, that's about all we can offer you guys tonight. So.
There is also, before my husband got sick and stuff was going on that had nothing to do with us, but it was happening in Reno and it was happening a little bit northwest, east or west of us or whatever, you know, when cars were getting broken into and this and that. And he started a Jerusalem neighborhood watch. And he was saying he was going to talk to Navarre to see about if anybody could, you know, get radios, you know, things like that, and be able to contact them if need be. But he got sick and couldn't. But when he did put it out there, it's like nobody wanted to volunteer. And this was before any really late night stuff. It was just the other stuff that was going on prior. So there is that. And there is, he looked into it a little bit, but didn't get deep into it. But there is something, grant or something out there that can help townships do a neighborhood watch type thing that the police work with them. Like radios, possibly cars, you know, they have to be trained, you know, things like that. So that is out there.
Okay.
And I can try to find where he was looking at and then email it to you guys or something.
Sure.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
And Alex, since you're pretty good with grants,
yeah, I'll look into that.
You deal with that. I will deal with Navarre. And then like I said, we'll try and get you guys some answers.
Like, so we know the kids.
Yeah.
Like,
unfortunately, it gets into a law enforcement issue that we can't, we're not, you know, we're not law enforcement, so we will make the phone calls. We will try and persuade the sheriff to be out here as much as we possibly can to try and get this rectified and get Bono back to being peaceful and hopefully boring.
Well, that'd be great. Just know if anything happens, Justin, it does not leave my house. So if that will prove if this happens again in the next month, it is not my grandson because he is not doing all of this. He admitted to twice that night. Nothing before that either.
Okay. Is there any other public participation tonight? Blake, go ahead.
Did you
state your name, Blake?
Go to the Ducks Unlimited opening ribbon cutting.
Can you state your name for us?
Blake Edwards. I live at 8410 Cedar Point Road. I want to be on camera. Can I be on camera?
Sure. Yep, absolutely.
Camera pointing right here.
Yep.
So I live right here. I put an X at my house. Did any of you guys go to the ribbon cutting of the Ducks Unlimited?
That'd be me.
What did they tell you?
Lots of information. Is there something specific you're trying to look for or figure out?
Is the project completed?
For the most part, yeah.
So the parking lot on the west end, there's all kinds of rocks and there's all kinds of pipe and there's galvanized pipe and all kinds of stuff in the fuel tank. Is that done?
There's still stuff, equipment left over?
No, yeah. There's just material.
There's material. There's big rocks from the dike and some pipe and a fuel tank for the equipment. I'm sure they're coming back to remove that.
Is the project done all through the march?
I believe so, yeah. I don't think they have anything left they need to
Kevin,
do.
Kevin, go ahead. Kevin's got a better handle on this.
The contractor came to me at one point. They're still going to go underneath the Kuzno Road ditch where it's back in the wildlife between them and Maumee Bay State Park. They got to pick up power and bring it across and one other thing. So part of that stuff that's back there might be for that project. Because I have not been asked yet to close the gate when the weather cooperated so they can lower the water so they can make that cut.
Okay. There's something going on with the water now. The water stopped at the Sauter Ditch and Cedar Point Road in Kuzno. The water's completely stopped. If you ride back to the turnaround in the campground, the water's flowing. So that tells me that marsh is getting filled. Because it's not getting, that marsh is filling itself up right now, is that correct?
They have the ability, they can pump the water in or out of that marsh.
So who has the authority to do that? Who's doing
the state,
that for us?
State would be the state. One doing the marsh.
The state
marsh? Because that's the state marsh.
Is there a person that we can contact?
I can't think of it either.
I can,
Patrick. Patrick. Can't think of the last name though.
Patrick from down at the, from.
Yep.
So he's gonna be in charge of that entire level. And I saved my notes when I met the county engineer, and the engineer, my house, my driveway at my house is 574 on the concrete. So on the print, the full service level is 574. So when these dikes all get full, the water's gonna seek its own level, and it's gonna be the level of my driveway and all my neighbors' driveways. So when that gets up to a flood stage, that's gonna go 3 foot higher. That's gonna put 3 feet in everybody's living room and bedrooms, including mine. And so that nobody's did their homework.
You could live in Reno Beach there, and they're always under the water level.
It's not funny, because you know, this is gonna be a lot of money for a lot of people. They're gonna have to pay money to have their houses repaired and fixed. I guess, you know.
Well, I would say that if this is caused by the state, then the state's going to be liable to fix your
house.
So
we're going to go after, what's the kid's name? What's the guy's name down here?
It ain't going to be just him.
We're going to go after him?
We're going to go after, you would be going, they would be going after the state.
Well, we're going to go after our building inspectors first, right?
We don't have building inspectors.
No, I know, but I had a question. I need to put a roof on my shed. Do I need a permit to put a roof on my two sheds in the backyard that are existing?
You don't need a permit from us to put a roof, re-roof a shed.
Okay, what if I have to put decking on, if I gotta do some repairing, do I need to?
If you change the, if you change the structure of it, you're gonna need a permit. If you change the, if you do the footprint.
But I can rip all the shingles off, and I can put new decking on, and nobody cares.
Yep, I see people do it every day on their houses.
Beautiful.
And that's not me acting as a zoning inspector, that's just answering questions.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just for the notes here, the Lucas County prosecutor is going to go after both Rob and Jacob for not emptying their email trash bins, is that correct?
It's for what we found in it.
Okay.
And they may or may not.
We want people to kill, where people are wanting to kill each other in Bono, but we're going to go after our building inspectors with the court of law.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
That is correct.
Thank you, Blake.
Any other public participation? Sandy, say your name, please.
Just as a matter of clarification, do you have to accept the resignation of the zoning inspector, or is there further information on how that takes place?
I don't know that there's anything to accept. We received it.
I don't know.
He's no longer employed by Jerusalem Township. That's it.
We have in the past for other people, you know.
I know.
So, but.
That's why I was wondering.
Jim Boothby.
Yes, I'd like to take a few sentences out of this.
Just state your name real quick.
James
for the, sorry.
James Cooley wrote this resignation letter. It mentions there are several buildings removed, the properties cleaned up. I'd like to know which ones them were. Also, it states in here that he has evidence that at least two members, James Boothby, which is me, and Scott Hanger,
which is me,
along with Trustee Bo Miller. I'd like to know what evidence he had that we disrupted his job. It's typical of a narcissist to blame other people for their downfall, but I can't think of a thing. You know, I enjoyed working with the man, and especially I enjoyed working with Rob, who did an excellent job in our zoning office. He was the backbone for our zoning office. I would like to know if you gentlemen could find out what exactly that Scott and I and possibly Bo did to actively work behind the scenes to interfere with activities. I stayed in my lane. We stayed in our lane. He states here that we were illegal in all we did. And in fact, I believe not only the zoning inspector, but other persons have questioned the things that I have done as head of the zoning commission. And it was okayed by Jeffrey Stolpar, our in-house attorney, and through John Burrell, that I was doing no illegal activities. So I would like to know if you guys can find out from the past zoning inspector what it was that me and Scott did illegally. Does that sound fair?
I mean, I can answer
we were named as the possible reason that this happened. I don't see that happening.
I can name two.
That tarnishes the whole commission, and it tarnishes our name.
You asked about cleanups. I can name two of them off the top of my head, was the Witty Farm on Corduroy.
Witty was gonna do that.
The barn, okay.
Yeah.
The house on Route 2, Dave, what, right up there by Lighty's, across the street there.
Yeah, by Bury's.
Yeah.
Bury's Farm, that was, that was done a long time ago.
Yeah, that one was done, and I don't know, there was, I think there was another barn. I just don't know where it was at.
There's two other barns that I've been after for years on this zoning commission, and they haven't been touched, and they haven't been addressed, and they haven't been cited. Witty did that on his own without any complications from the zoning commission. So if you could just find out, what is it we did wrong? Stopar okayed everything I've done, so did John Burrell.
Jim, I'm gonna go ahead and respond to that. I'm just gonna say it's not worthy of my time to look into that. No offense, you're more than welcome.
But when it appears that somebody's trying to lay blame on somebody else for their downfall, is not to be blamed on me and Scott and trustee Bo. That's all I have to say.
I understand. I just wanna look forward with this situation. It's already been a rough situation the past few weeks.
We have to find somebody to take care of this.
You're more than welcome to reach out to him. I'm sure you can look him up online. He works at several other townships. It's pretty easy to find him. That's all I'm gonna say on that topic.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Yep.
Good response, good response. Yes, sir.
Scott Henniger, Yondota Road. So for a guy that claims that he's been at this for 25 years, it's very simple in 519.12 that it states, if the township requires permit, it is required for by both landowners and both landowners to pay the fees. He wants to talk about working behind the scenes. When he takes an application from when the gal brings it in, then he turns around secretly as another neighbor to her account while she's paying the whole bill and wants to talk about being honest. There was only one person that was saving any money in this township, and that was the farmer that he was trying to work a back deal with, got caught, and then had to go to the farmer and explain to the farmer that he had put his name on there and ask him then if he would take the document that we had voted on send to the plan commission to sign it and then backdate it. And then he's gonna put my name in there because I was doing my due diligence, and he talks about scrutinizing. There's one person that told me something that will probably stick for a long time. And when they don't want you to ask questions, that's when you should ask more. So for you guys that are gonna sit there and defend this guy and state that he was working in the best interest of this township, you ought to look into the rest of the documents.
Any other public participation?
Don't sound so encouraging.
Seeing none.
Sandy, you have nothing?
Looking,
no?
She asked her one question. Seeing none, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Motion made by Dave Bench, seconded by?
Me.
Alex. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries 8:14. I gotta get these deals.
Yeah,
I
got some money out there.
See you later, Pam.
See you.
Good to see ya. You gotta stop by work sometime.
How's it going over here?
Same old dumpster fire. Nothing too exciting.
That's why I don't qualify.
Yep.
You got a problem.
See you later.
Yeah, but Alexis is just a bunch of kids, you know.
The only way you're going to solve it is turn them in and get rid of them.
But the thing is, turning them in is a problem. I'm not going to chase them 14 years down the street.
Trouble is, something's going to happen yet.
Good catch.